Pachula is here with the business news.
Thanks, Karen. Permanent TSB Group Holdings has reported higher profits and income for 2024. Profit before tax for the year rose to €159 million from €79 million in 2023, while its total income was up 1% to €672 million. The bank said its total new lending came to €2.6 billion, down €0.2 billion, but it noted that new lending was up 19% in the second half of the year. New mortgage lending eased to €2.1 billion from €2.3 billion the previous year, but the bank reported a 95% increase in mortgage lending in the second half of the year compared to the first. Eamon Crowley, CEO of PTSB, joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Pachula.
These results tell a story of two halves. New lending up 19% in the second half of the year. New mortgage lending up 95% in the second half of the year. Is that because interest rates started coming down?
No. It actually tells the story of the progress of the bank has been making over a number of years. If you look at a profit, an underlying profit was 180 million, which is up 8%. And then if you look at our balance sheet, deposits were up 5% and have grown by 25% in the last 3 years. So significant growth there. And a mortgage market share was hit over 20% in quarter four. So again, that highlights the two halves, but really a lot of momentum, you know, in our mortgage business. Our mortgage loan book itself has grown by 60% in the last 3 years. And really important for us, we're diversifying our loan book. We're now lending to businesses. And last year, we lent nearly €500 million into the business sector. And that's up from about 50 million 4 years ago. So really a lot of momentum in our business, and it shows that we're competing in the market.
You've also had to cut costs. You launched a voluntary redundancy scheme at the end of last year as part of those cost-cutting measures. You're looking to cut 300 jobs. How is that process going, and have you enough employees? Have they applied for the exit scheme?
Well, we have to, again, put this in context, and that we've increased our headcount by 1,000 people in the last 3 years, and that was through the acquisition of the whole Ulster Bank business. We also have been investing significantly in the bank, and we've invested over €400 million in the last 5 years. So in our internal processes, our internal approach, and indeed how we deal with customers through our digital channels is changing, and that's given us capacity to, you know, offer a voluntary redundancy scheme to colleagues. And by the end of this year, we expect to have 300 less colleagues with us. But it's in the context of 1,000 people extra over the last 3 years.
But with the increased lending to business that you've been talking about earlier, will you be able to maintain customer service after losing 300 employees?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've invested heavily in both our asset finance business and in our business lending business. We now have up to 300 people who work in that business alone. They wouldn't have been with us 3 years ago. So, you know, we continue to invest that business and grow that business. And indeed, it's a voluntary scheme. It's voluntary on both sides. It's voluntary for the staff member and the bank. It's voluntary for the bank. We do not have to accept every application. So it's actually well managed in that sense.
The job cuts will result in over 20 million of yearly savings. But analysts at Goodbody have said that PTSB would need to find three times that amount if you are to reach your own target. How will you achieve your cost income targets?
Well, our cost income is two aspects. It's income and cost. So, you know, we are growing and we're growing at pace. We're a challenger bank in the Irish market. So we're challenging the two dominant players in the market. So we're growing at pace in that respect. And we expect to do so over the next number of years. And on the cost side, we have a number of different initiatives. A voluntary scheme is just one of those initiatives. Other initiatives include digitising, taking paper out, looking at end-to-end processes, all of those things that make the customer experience better. And indeed, that's one area which we will not reduce, which is the customer experience that we give our customers today. It is not in any way connected to what we're doing on voluntary redundancy.
On the Late Late Show on Friday night, the Taoiseach said the banks are not lending enough to builders to build homes. What's your response to that?
I think he has a point. The banks obviously overlent coming into the last crisis. And that brought in a regulatory regime and a kind of an oversight regime, which has meant that lending into developers is actually quite a capital intensive activity. It's fair to say that level of capital intensity hasn't changed. And indeed, I suppose the scars of the crisis have to move on in that sense. So I would agree with the Taoiseach that banks need to lend more. And indeed, we want to play our part in that respect.
So the scars of the financial crisis haven't fully healed yet, and is PTSB reluctant in some ways to lend to builders?
Well, PTSB as a bank that existed before the crisis didn't lend in the development space. We weren't a development lender. So it's not an area that we would have done in the past. I'm talking about the broader aspect of the banking system. But it is an area we have an interest in helping with respect to social housing and helping with respect to development of social housing, which will represent about 50% of supply going forward. So it's an area we're looking at.
Staying with the financial crisis, which seems a while ago now at this stage, but the government is still the largest shareholder in the bank. Do you hope to see the government reduce its stake?
Well, it has reduced the stake from 100% in 2015 down to 57% today. It's only 18 months ago that we had a sale of 10% of the bank. My role and the role of the executive team here is to, create the conditions where our bank is attractive to investors. So it's a decision for the minister, but, these results highlight that we're making progress.
Eamon Crowley, CEO of Permanent TSB Holdings, thank you very much for talking to us on Morning Ireland.